Practice Test 4, Exercise 3, page 29. Вы услышите рассказ девушки о вождении автомобиля. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
I got my driving license later than a lot of my friends. People kept asking me whether it bothered me that my little sister was learning to drive and would be able to drive before me. My parents thought I should learn too, and even said they would buy me a car if I did. After thinking about it for a while, I did actually like the idea of having my own transport, and so I changed my mind and filled in the application form for the license. In the end, I found learning to drive a lot of fun. My friend Sam taught me. I didn't want to pay for a driving instructor, as the prices they charge are so high. My father would have preferred me to take professional lessons, but I didn't think it was necessary. Of course, once I got my license, I couldn't believe I hadn't learned to drive sooner. Sure, when you have a car, you have a new expense. You have to rent a car. But you don't have to rely on family and friends to take you everywhere anymore. In Melbourne, which is where I'm from, you're allowed to get your driving license at age 17, but you can get your learner's license a year earlier than this, at 16. This allows you to drive a car as long as you have a licensed driver sitting next to you. At 17, you can drive on your own, but you have to wait until you are 18 and have passed several more tests before you get your full license. I know that in Europe it's common for people to be in their 20s or even their 30s before they get their license, but it's definitely not like that here. Most Australians get their license as soon as the law says they can. I think the reason for this is that you really need a car to get around Australian cities. It's not like Europe, where it's often better not to drive because there's a lot of traffic and public transport systems are really good. Petrol isn't as expensive here as in Europe either. The car that my parents bought me is a yellow Opel Aguila, which is a great little car for hopping around the city. I got a yellow one because apparently yellow cars are involved in fewer accidents than cars of any other colour. Actually, it seems to attract quite a lot of attention. I've often seen people staring and pointing at it, but I really don't mind. Of course, not everything about having a car is good. For example, I used to be a lot fitter before I had my car, because I would always walk everywhere. But now I drive distances that I could walk in just 5 minutes. But as for people who complain about the expense, well, I think cars are worth every penny. Even keeping my car clean, which many people hate doing, is something that I get satisfaction from.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
I got my driving license later than a lot of my friends. People kept asking me whether it bothered me that my little sister was learning to drive and would be able to drive before me. My parents thought I should learn too, and even said they would buy me a car if I did. After thinking about it for a while, I did actually like the idea of having my own transport, and so I changed my mind and filled in the application form for the license. In the end, I found learning to drive a lot of fun. My friend Sam taught me. I didn't want to pay for a driving instructor, as the prices they charge are so high. My father would have preferred me to take professional lessons, but I didn't think it was necessary. Of course, once I got my license, I couldn't believe I hadn't learned to drive sooner. Sure, when you have a car, you have a new expense. You have to run a car. But you don't have to rely on family and friends to take you everywhere anymore. In Melbourne, which is where I'm from, you're allowed to get your driving licence at age 17, but you can get your learner's licence a year earlier than this, at 16. This allows you to drive a car as long as you have a licensed driver sitting next to you. At 17, you can drive on your own, but you have to wait until you are 18 and have passed several more tests before you get your full licence. I know that in Europe it's common for people to be in their 20s or even their 30s before they get their licence, but it's definitely not like that here. Most Australians get their licence as soon as the law says they can. I think the reason for this is that you really need a car to get around Australian cities. It's not like Europe, where it's often better not to drive because there's a lot of traffic and public transport systems are really good. Petrol isn't as expensive here as in Europe either. The car that my parents bought me is a yellow Opel Aguila, which is a great little car for hopping around the city. I got a yellow one because apparently yellow cars are involved in fewer accidents than cars of any other colour. Actually, it seems to attract quite a lot of attention. I've often seen people staring and pointing at it, but I really don't mind. Of course, not everything about having a car is good. For example, I used to be a lot fitter before I had my car, because I would always walk everywhere. But now I drive distances that I could walk in just 5 minutes. But as for people who complain about the expense, well, I think cars are worth every penny. Even keeping my car clean, which many people hate doing, is something that I get satisfaction from.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.